Welcome to Shulam Achshava and the Daf. She responds to Luyinishmas Am Yaakov Shalom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Metzia Daf Emzayin. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings the Machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. If Mina Toiro Mo'is Koinos, Mina Toiro money is the thing that purchased, but Rabbanon are the ones that Mesakin. Rabbanon said, no, you should do Meshicha instead of money. And Shema Yoimash, the seller, doesn't tell the buyer, Nisrefu Chitecho Ba'aliyo, that your wheat could burn upstairs in the second floor. And Rish Lakish says, no, Meshicha koyim minatoyo, what's koyin is Meshicha, you have to do the actual pulling of the item and not the money. And the Sefer Tepuchi Zov, Gevaldik, a Sefer that I use a lot for Ma'amir Koimis, to Sifri Kabbalah and Machshava, and you know what has to do with Nizikin. He brings on this Gemara a Gevaldik of Shimshon Rifoil Hirsch in Parshas Behar. And he explains in a philosophical way what is the pshat in Divrei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, we paskin like him, according to many Rishonim, paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that says that mean the Torah mo'is koinus, really money should be koine, but Rabbanon, the one who said the Meshicha should koine. What's the difference between a kinyan of mo'is and Meshicha, and why mean the Torah prefer to do mo'is? So it says of Shimshul Afari, here's the pshat like this. There is two types of shaykhis to mom. There is the physical connection at the moment. When a person is holding on to money, it belongs to him because he's holding on to it. And then there's more called the spiritual connection at the moment, the conceptual connection at the moment. A person is an owner of a moment, even if he's not holding on to it. It still belongs to him. So he says like this, whenever you have a kinyan of mamashas, whenever a person goes and does a chazaka, he goes and does a mishicha, he does a agbo, all these are the external maisim to come and express the inner connection that the owner has to the chafetz. But they are more external, they're more physical. The real connection is more essential. There is a connection here between the owner and the chafetz. So it says, Rosh Hashanah for a Hirsch, it sounds like this. Buying something with money, that connects to the inner, more fundamental connection of an Adam to his chafetz. Because what's going on over here? Reuven goes to Shimon, and Reuven makes up with Shimon that the chafetz that Shimon owns will become Reuven's. How is that happening? Because Reuven gives Shimon money. Reuven did not touch the chafetz. Shimon did not touch the chafetz. The chafetz may be somewhere else. But the fact that Reuven and Shimon come to an agreement and there's some transaction, a monetary transaction, that touches the essential deep union of bailus. Shimon gives up on his bailus and Reuven takes over the bailus because that's the agreement when the money happens. On the other hand, a kinyan of Meshicha is a more physical, external mice. It's something when you have a grab, it's almost like even animals can grab something and show that they own it or they're in control of it. When a person does a Meshicha, you see externally how he's in control. So you may lay Zok of Shishu for a Hirsch. Rabbi Yochanan says like this, Minatoiro, the right kinyan should be a kinyan moment. Because kinyan moment is more essential. It's more fine. It touches the ikar inyan of bailus. Meshicha is more external. So that's something that belongs, according to Rabbi Yochanan, to Umas Olam, to the goyim. A person is not on the level of Torah, of the level of spirituality that he has. So his transaction is based on Meshicha, is based on an external, physical matter. But by Yidin, it should be Mois Koinos. But Rabbanan saw that what? That if a person will only rely on that more fine and internal concept of bailus, that will cause people to do something which is not right. The moicher will tell the koine, nisrefu chitecho ba'aliyo, meaning he will not take it seriously that the koine bought the chafetz. So even the mitzah, the inyan, conceptually really mois should be the one koine, because that touched the essence of bailus. But Lamaise, Rabbanan saw that we have no choice but to give the same kinyan that goyim have to Yidin because we can't trust everybody to do it the right way. So that's what it means, Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbanan went and they were sakin Meshicha to do the more physical, external maise in order to avoid these conflicts. Now, just to conclude, a little bit tzorchiyu, and according to this Mahalach, how do we understand Rish Lakish? Because Rish Lakish says the exact opposite. He says the Meshicha koyin min ha-toyro. And a goy is not koyin Meshicha. A goy is koyin with mois. So you have to understand, according to this Mahalach, how will you explain Rish Lakish? Anyone who wants to join a Shomach Shova email list or WhatsApp, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.